victory or defeat. This is today's Biblical Alert. Did you know? Did you know that all the facts God gives us in His Word about the stars in the universe are scientifically accurate? Dr. Henry Moore stated, and I quote, "The fact that in a 4,000-year-old book filled with numerous references to natural phenomena, there are no scientific mistakes or fallacies," close quote. Take it to the bank, child of God. Victory is in God's book. It's guaranteed. No defeat there. This past Saturday, March 2nd, the 1,049-mile Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race began in Anchorage, Alaska, racing to Nome, Alaska. I've personally seen this grueling, intense event start twice. Yes, only one musher will come in first place at Nome, but every team that finishes in this race is victorious. Now, Nikki Haley was not victorious in the District of Corruption's primary. I don't even know if they could have a legitimate vote there in that corruption of sewer. That primary in the District of Corruption is proof of Haley Comet's flash of capitulation. She signed the bill to remove the battle flag, yet she upheld core curriculum. By the way, California still has a reminder of the Confederacy on its state flag. California, victory or defeat, it ain't over yet. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh. Unto Pharaoh. Did he have the scripture? He did. God's scripture was given to Pharaoh. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 9, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Oh, Pharaoh got the scripture. That criminal squatter in the White House has the scripture. Every liar and thief and servant of the devil has the scripture. The truth has been delivered and declared to them. And we are the ones who are victorious. This is today's Biblical Alert.